Welcome, everybody, to this bonus episode of the Soda Pod. That's right, you're getting two for one today on this Thursday. I want to give a quick shout out to our friends at DraftKings.com, the DraftKings Sportsbook, and up here in Canada, and what I usually use, the Daily Fantasy DraftKings app. On this episode, our friends at AllHabs.net, Rick, Amy, and Mike, have thrown together a great piece of content for all you who are new to the betting game. I know up here in Canada in particular, you know, I'm new to honestly the whole betting world in regards to sports. Outside of the casino, outside of dealing with bookies and their baseball bats, I've had no experience with online sports betting until we partnered up with DraftKings. And let me tell you, it's been an unbelievable experience thus far. I play daily fantasy, which is awesome. You build your roster every day for any sport, UFC, hockey, basketball, you name it. And you get points based on their production, and you can get huge payouts up to like $55 million. That was the Super Bowl payout, which is unbelievable. If you're down in states and provinces that also allow, you know, sports betting, you can use the sports book. Anyways, our friends at All Habs Partners here at the Hockey Podcast Network. Again, Mike, Rick, and Amy did a great job explaining all of that and putting this together for all of our Hockey Podcast Network and Soda Pod listeners. Look, you don't have to deal with your bookies anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Just jump on DraftKings. You can download the app or DraftKings.com and use promo code THPN upon sign up for bonuses. And if you're already a member of DraftKings, for weekly deals. So thanks again to our friends at All Habs. Go show them some love. Their podcast, The Press Zone, Canadians Connection. I mean, they have so much more there on the All Habs Network, daily blogs and whatnot. Super excited to be partners with them. So without further ado, I'll hand it over to the team at All Habs. Thanks, everyone, listening to the Soda Pod at the Soda Pod. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and check out the Hockey Podcast Network, wherever you get your podcasts from. Let's make some money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
It's Rick Stevens with the Canadians Connection podcast, and really happy to be joined by Amy Johnson from our sister podcast, The Press Zone, as well
Hello.
As Mike. Hi, Amy. as well as Mike Raschel, one of our contributors from All Habs Hockey Magazine. And we've been talking about for the past couple of weeks. We're excited, thrilled to be part of the Hockey Podcast Network now. We've been at this since 2011 with podcasts, and we're happy to join up with other folks who are equally passionate and focused on hockey. And also for the past couple of weeks, our podcast has been presented by DraftKings with promo code THPN. That's the Hockey Podcast Network. And what is DraftKings? Can our listeners tap into DraftKings? Can they use DraftKings? And so I thought we'd spend a few minutes talking about the DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports. And since it's fantasy sports, and it's kind of the fantasy sports that you've all come to love, I thought I'd bring on a couple of our most passionate fantasy sports enthusiasts, and that being both Mike and Amy. So welcome.
Thank you for having us. It's good to be here.
So Mike, you kind of dove into the pond first and said, listen, I'm game. I'll try this DraftKings daily fantasy sports thing. And you used the promo code THPN. And what was your experience with it?
Yeah, hey Rick, thanks for having me. It's it's been fun actually. I've seen the ads for DraftKings all over the place, honestly, in the last year or two, and I kind of had a rough idea what it was all about, but never really dove in until we came on board with, and then once we had the sponsorship, I I was like, you know what? I need to give this a try. If we're going to be affiliated with it, I need to know what's going on here. So yeah, I signed up. I put the promo code in. I immediately got an extra $5 onto my balance. So I started with a simple $20, got an extra $5 added on right away. And yeah, I've been playing daily for the past week, roughly. I think I missed one day maybe in between there, but for the most part, I've been playing daily. And you know, it takes a couple of minutes to set up. It all depends how much research you want to do. For me, I was just entering simple contests where you pick a daily lineup, and it added a little bit more intrigue to watching your nightly hockey games.
So you pick the contests that you're interested in. You're able to filter by sport. If you're interested by hockey, you're able to sort by entry fees. So if you just want to dip your toe in, you can get into this at quite a reasonable price. And then you make your draft and you fulfill your lineup by salary cap. I guess the key there is finding value with daily fantasy hockey players.
Yeah, exactly right. So you know, obviously the more expensive guys are going to be the ones that tend to perform night in and night out. So I think the key is to, just like regular fantasy, the key is to, you know, get one or two of those guys if you can, and then fill out the rest of your lineup with players that you think are going to break out, that you think are going to have a good game. And what's really exciting is there's absolutely zero commitment. So if you feel good about one player going into a game, then by all means pick him for the night, and who knows, maybe he'll pay off. And if he doesn't, you're not stuck with him by any means.
And we're not talking big sums here. You can get in quite reasonably, and it turns out it's a lot of fun. Is that right, Amy?
Absolutely. Once I saw that Mike was having some good luck with it and was playing every day, I said, okay, you know, I'm on. I'm a like to head to the casino. I like to do a little betting here and there, but I'm not usually like a sports book kind of bettor. So once I realized that DraftKings, you know, they've got separate things for sportsbook, but the daily fantasy was really intriguing to me. I've been playing fantasy sports for years now. So yeah, I actually just signed up last night, went in, used the promo code THPN, got the same thing Mike did. You know, I got an instant bump in my initial deposit. I went in $10 deposit. You know, it's not a big initial investment. And so I was like, okay, let me try this. I did a classic lineup last night, $4 entry fee. I woke up this morning, I had won $8. So I got my entry fee back and I made another $4. So tonight I'm going to try one of the showdown contests, which is you create a lineup just from players, two teams playing one game against each other. So tonight it's you know, two teams. I select that. And the cool thing is, as you said, it's not a lot of commitment. You know, there's 25 cent entry fees. If you really want to stake a lot of money, you can do that. But there are tons of contests for $1, $2, 50 cents, 25 cents. There's even a bunch of free ones. And as you said, Rick, there's everything under the sun. It's not just hockey. And in the free pools, I even saw today there is a wild weather free contest where you're basically picking whether or not certain cities around the United States will have a high or low temperature that
All
day.
Right.
So if you something for everybody.
Something for everybody. But so this is our first look at Daily Fantasy Sports from DraftKings. And Mike, Amy, thumbs up so far?
For sure. I love it.
Yeah, thumbs up for sure. I didn't win night one like Amy did, but I did win in the second night. It was Jake Allen that carried me to a victory in that somewhat boring 2-1 win over the Sens the other night. But hey, the DraftKings made it a little more exciting for me.
Nicely done. So listen, for our listeners, you want to download the DraftKings app, enter promo code THPN. You'll get an initial 20% in for your initial investment. That's the DraftKings app, promo code THPN. And we're going to check in on this from time to time, but so far it's two thumbs up from this crew.
Love it.